The Ramah quotes the minhag from the Mario, that one should start building the sukkah right after Yom Kippur. You go from mitzvah to mitzvah, mitzvah ba, b'yadcha, altak mitzena. So that's the minhag, and those who have a chance to start building the sukkah after right at Motzah Yom Kippur, should do. Whether he actually means mitzvah, that's a whole debate. Is that a raya from here that we see as a mitzvah of asiyah sukkah, or is lav dafka? This means you show God you're heading in the right direction. In fact, that's what our custom is, and Rav Soloveitchik followed this custom, even though, I think this is the minhag brought down in Ezra's Torah, and most, but the Vilna Gaon. But the shaila is, when should you do Kiddush Lavana? So, because Yom Kippur is over, is on the 10th of Tishrei, you don't have much time left. So, number one, so that's the Vilna Gaon sheet that was Chaparayna Mitzvahs, and therefore you just want to tilt the scale. You want to show God you're doing more mitzvahs, so you do Kiddush Lavana Dafka during Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Others say no, Rav Aaron Cutler. Others say that the minhag is not too wide, because the Rambam writes when he talks about Tzadik getting written up for life, a Rasha Lemisa, and he writes, but a Benini Imasa Tshuva. So you nechta machayim. What do you mean Imasa Tshuva? What about doing other mitzvahs? So there, Rav Aaron Cutler, others point out, no, all the mitzvahs we're doing now, that's 5781. We're doing Shuvah on 5780, so that's why it doesn't help. I mean, you get the mitzvah of Kiddush Rabbana, but it's not going to help on Yedin. So therefore, they hold the mitzvahs to do it b'shleimuso, to do it on Motzai Yom Kippur. So in general, we try to do a Motzai Shabbos because we want to do it b'simcha, Makadish Ravana, so we want to do it in a time of Simcha, so usually Motzoi Shabbos. So, and in fact, that was Rav Soloveitchik's minhag, that right after, again, so it's a discussion, because they say, let's say after Tisha B'Av, do you wearing sneakers? Do you go and do it? Do you go change first? So so Rav Soloveitchik said, by Tisha B'Av, that's an issue, because that's a day of Avelis. And Kiddush Ravana is a time of Simcha, but we're not wearing sneakers because of Avelos on Yom Kippur. And it's a time of Simcha. And therefore, when you wear, not only because of Avelos, but in terms of Yom Kippur is the happiest day of the year. We don't have Avelos on Yom Kippur. And that's what we make a Shachiyano on Yom Kippur. That's part of the discussion, whether the Yom Kippur has the same Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur have the status of the Shalosh Regolim in terms of that. So regardless, the minhag of the Rav Soloveitchik was to do Kiddush Ravana right away to show, you go right from, number one, you're besimcha, and you want to show God we do a mitzvah miyad, so therefore you have two mitzvahs. You could do Kiddush Ravana right away, right after shul, before you eat even, and then you could eat and you go and build the sukkah as well. So you show right after Yom Kippur that it involves the mitzvah of Kiddush Ravana as well as the mitzvah or non-mitzvah of building the sukkah. Either it's a mitzvah, it's a heksha mitzvah, or it's a heksha mitzvah k'suva b'Torah.